In the name of Jesus, amen. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. It was not pretty what happened on Good Friday. Not pretty in the way that we usually think of something being pretty. Of course, ideas of what is beautiful, what is pretty, change over time. Tastes in clothing change, trends in music change, styles of music and art are always evolving. And ideas of beauty vary from culture to culture, even from person to person. Turn on the radio in the midst of three people, and one person will love the song, and one person will hate the song, and one person will be somewhere in between. But having said all of that, I think it is safe to say that in every culture of the world, and in every age and in every place, the picture that is set before our eyes this morning is not pretty. How pretty is this? Here stands a good, good man, full of love and compassion for everyone, and more than a man. Here stands our God, our Maker, who has known us and loved us from our mother's womb. Indeed, who has known us and loved us from the foundation of the world. Behold this man, this God. His image is placed before you today. His head is bowed. The coldness and paleness and ugliness of death is very near. His skin is torn open from the scourging. He is covered from head to toe in blood. Pressed deep into his scalp and brow is a crown of jagged thorns. His hair is matted with blood and with the spit of the soldiers who mocked him. Hours earlier, he had been struck again and again with hands, with a staff. His face and neck and head and shoulders are now disfigured, swollen with ripening blue and purple bruises. His twisted, naked body hangs on the cross, quivering in agony, barely alive. His breath, which in life had uttered healing words of forgiveness and cured every kind of disease and rescued people from the torment of demons, filled people with hope and joy, that breath now comes in heaving, tortured gasps. This is not pretty. No one would find this picture pretty. Yet it had to be so. This ugliness, this hateful, spiteful, vile, mocking ugliness that falls upon Jesus and consumes him, it is the sin of man. It is your sin and mine. Maybe you've never spit on anyone, or maybe some of you have. Maybe you've never hit anyone with a stick, or maybe some of you have, but we all of us, have hurt others. We have sinned against one another and against heaven. It is not pretty. Heaven should have nothing to do with us. We should have been among those for whom blackest darkness has been reserved forever. But behold the Savior who loves you, hanging on the cross, heaving and bleeding and dying because of this grotesque picture. The angry judgment of God will not fall upon me. Death will not land me in the dark prisons of hell. Because of Jesus bleeding and dying for me, God will one day gather me and you and all of the redeemed of Christ. He will quicken our mortal bodies, transform us, and gather us together into the most beautiful kingdom. with beautiful skies and beautiful landscapes, beautiful streets and rivers and dwelling places, beautiful creatures all around us, beautiful tables set with beautiful feasts. He will give us beautiful work to do. We will have beautiful relationships, beautiful conversations, beautiful experiences. We will have beautiful impulses and desires, beautiful feelings and emotions. We will join in the most beautiful heavenly songs, accompanied by the most beautiful music. We ourselves will be beautiful in that day, cleansed from our sin and adorned with the goodness and the glory of Christ. But most beautiful by far in that day will be Jesus Christ himself, with those beautiful nail marks in his hands and his feet, robed now not in blood and spit and shame, but in divine majesty and splendor, and afforded the praises of a countless throng, arrayed as the King of heaven and the Prince of everlasting life. Oh, how beautiful will be the sight of his face and his hands and his feet. All this beauty our loving Savior has purchased for us at a cost. And today we again view that dreadful cost. The picture of Good Friday is not pretty to the eyes, but in our hearts and to the eyes of faith, there is nothing in the world that is more strikingly, mysteriously, stunningly, wondrously beautiful. You can look all you like. You can look for just the right outfit or just the right haircut or just the right shade of paint for that redecorated room. You can put together just the right playlist and try to fill your ears with the most beautiful sounds. You can read the most heartwarming novels and watch the most moving movies filled with beautiful and heroic characters. You can visit museums and national parks, the mountains and oceans of the world, but you will not find anything more beautiful than this. For us whose sins have been washed away by the holy, precious blood of Jesus Christ, there is no greater beauty to be found in all the world than the beauty of our bleeding, dying Savior on his cross. Oh, beautiful sacrifice. Oh, beautiful love. Oh, beautiful triumph and reconciliation. Oh, beautiful Jesus. Oh, beautiful crucified one. My beautiful brother. My beautiful God. Oh, sacred head now wounded, with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded with thorns, thine only crown. O sacred head, what glory, what bliss till now was thine. Yet though despised and gory, I joy to call thee mine. Amen.